A new ad from a Democrat running to be governor of Wisconsin may not sound unusual.
Government should be about helping every person achieve his or her potential. And Wisconsin used to do it so well.
Kel DeRoyce is just doing what candidates do, pitching herself to voters while showing off her family. But what you can't see is that in the middle of her pitch, Royce starts breastfeeding her three-month-old daughter. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben explains that we may see more of this in a year when women are taking politics by storm.
Breastfeeding may be as old as humanity, but doing so in a campaign ad appears to be new. In recent weeks, two gubernatorial candidates have unveiled ads in which they breastfeed. There's Kel DeRoyce in Wisconsin and Maryland Democrat Krish Vignaraja. She's hoping to unseat the Republican incumbent in her state.
Some say no man can beat Larry Hogan. Well, I'm no man. I'm a mom, I'm a woman, and I want to be your next governor.
It's perhaps no surprise that breastfeeding has come up on the campaign trail this year when women are running for office in unprecedented numbers. The ads represent one way that they are breaking political norms, norms largely shaped by men, to more fully reflect womanhood in their campaigns. For her part, Royce says that voters have responded well to her video.
It's been overwhelmingly positive, and I've received all kinds of great, encouraging messages from people all over Wisconsin and all over the country.
And had she tried this kind of ad in any other year, when Democrats in particular weren't as energized by women candidates, Royce thinks it just wouldn't have worked.
Well, I could have made it. I'm just not sure that the response would have been so positive.
Breastfeeding in a political ad might seem like a risky move, and not just because many Americans are uncomfortable with women breastfeeding in public.
A prime concern for voters is whether a woman candidate will be able to both serve her constituents and care for family at the same time.
That's Amanda Hunter, a spokesperson for the nonprofit Barbara Lee Family Foundation, which researches women in politics. In a 2016 study, the foundation found that voters concern themselves with women's family lives in a way that just doesn't happen for men.
They don't seem to face the same type of criticism and the same sort of blunt questions that you hear anecdotally women candidates talk about when voters might ask, who's watching your kids right now? Where are they?
A good way for candidates to respond, according to Hunter, is to simply be upfront about their family lives. And breastfeeding in an ad is certainly one way to do that. To Royce, her video has an added benefit of making her relatable to voters.
I think there is a real hunger for candidates who are authentic and true to themselves and not overly poll-tested.
The decision to use the breastfeeding footage might have been a risk, but Royce feels that it helped her stand out in a primary field of more than a dozen candidates. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Washington.